On a long, lonely highway in Mississippi, a young blues guitar player named Robert Johnson came to a crossroads. And there, he sold his soul to the devil to become the greatest blues musician ever. Or so the legend goes. And it's older than Robert Johnson. Adam Gusso is the author of a book called Seems Like Murder Here, Southern Violence and the Blues Tradition. He told Steve Paulson that the crossroads legend started with another great blues man, Tommy Johnson.
Tommy Johnson is the one who told his brother, Liddell, that he had gone and sold his soul to the devil. I can actually read you a brief quote from Liddell Johnson talking about that. This is Reverend Liddell Johnson. Now, if Tom was living, he'd tell you, he said. He said the reason he knowed so much, said he sold himself to the devil. I asked him how. He said, if you want to learn how to play anything you want to play and learn how to make songs yourself, you take your guitar and you go where a road crosses, where a crossroad is. Get there, be sure to get there just a little before 12 o'clock that night, so you know you'll be there. You have your guitar and be playing a piece sitting there by yourself. You have to go by yourself and be sitting there playing a piece. A big black man will walk up there and take your guitar and he'll tune it, and then he'll play a piece and hand it back to you. Now this is Reverend Liddell Johnson, who is Tommy Johnson's brother, not Robert Johnson's. So that's where the myth got started.
Riding, going down here, big road by myself, I don't do. Hear me talking, putting mama loading, going down here, big road by myself. If I don't care, you gon' care somebody else.
The name that we remember is Robert Johnson, much more than Tommy Johnson.
Much more than Tommy Johnson. And the reason for that is that Robert Johnson wrote and recorded a number of influential songs that had the devil in them. One was Traveling Riverside Blues, where he talked about wanting to let his soul catch a Greyhound bus and ride. And another, of course, was, he said, me and the devil was walking side by side, gonna beat my woman till I get satisfied.
Me and the devil was walking side by side. Devil, ooh, we're walking side by side. And I'm going to beat my woman until I get satisfied.
I went down to the crossroads, fell out of my knees.
In Crossroads Blues, which is the one, of course, that all the baby boomers and people like me, who are the generation after the baby boomers, remember, because Eric Clapton recorded it with Cream as a live cut. Crossroads Blues, Robert Johnson's song. Johnson says nothing about the devil. In fact, what he says is, I'm going to stand at the crossroads, and talks about, you know, I called on God for mercy, said, help poor Bob, if you please. Not talking about the devil at all. So I think that we need to start the conversation by realizing that there's been a little bit of a misconstrual. And the second reason for this and for why Robert Johnson's name is associated with selling your soul to the devil at the crossroads is really those baby boomers, for whom, in a sense, it's like, I think it's partly future shock. I think all Americans are hungry for authenticity and for a kind of mythology that'll sustain us in the face of onrushing postmodern civilization. And I think for a lot of people who hunger for something to anchor themselves in, it's a sort of foundational myth. They love this music. Clearly the music traffics in strong stuff, kind of id stuff, you know, deep, deep, dark. And I think the state of Mississippi gets associated with that stuff for various reasons, including a history of deep, dark racial violence. But clearly Robert Johnson has been associated over time with this, even though the historical record, I mean, he himself, so far as I can tell, never actually claimed that he'd done that. What he did do, though, is he did disappear at one point, not being a terribly good guitar player. And when he came back 6 months later, he played incredibly well.
Hmm. So the question then is, how did he get so good so fast?
How did he get so good so fast?
Standing to close.
going back to this original blues myth, supposedly this selling one's soul to the devil happened at the crossroads. So where exactly is the crossroads?
Oh, boy. Well, you know, I have a copy of the current issue of Living Blues magazine, which is published on the campus where I teach at the University of Mississippi in Oxford. And there's a two-page ad put out by the Mississippi, what's this, the Mississippi Tourism Council, I guess. It says, "Feels like coming home." All right, it said, "From an inspired place," and there's a picture of the curving Mississippi River, and down below it says, "Grew inspiring legends." But on the first page, it said, "You can experience the blues in the land where the blues was born." And it says, "Tour Mississippi's legendary Highway 61. Somewhere," it says, "along this famous highway, a young man named Robert Johnson came to a crossroad. Legend says he made a deal with the devil." And I want to slip into a Southern accent, "his eternal soul," for the ability to wail some serious blues.
But in spite of all this, the myth of the crossroads still is taken quite seriously in the blues, and it has power even with a younger generation. And the actor and blues musician Chris Thomas King comes to mind. Can you tell me about him?
He's a New Orleans-born blues musician, young African-American guy from a family with a pedigree in the blues. His father, Tabby Thomas, was an Excello recording artist. And he's the guy who plays Tommy Johnson in the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, right? But what he's trying to do is be real about where he's coming from musically. His generation is not really a blues generation. It's a rap generation. And what he's trying to do is kind of fuse blues and hip-hop. And he tries to do it in many different ways. And in one of the songs, he has a song called Mississippi Crossroads. And Crossroads is KKK instead of C, Mississippi Crossroads. He talks about going down to the crossroads and all he saw was a tree and a dusty road. And then something about a devil coming up. But what's clear very quickly, he says the devil was basically the sheriff and his hounds and all this. And the sense in which the devil as a way of commenting on white power, sort of invidious white power in the South. There's a refrain to the song, it's kind of haunting. It's Mississippi, goddamn, goddamn Mississippi, and it gets repeated. Of course, that's a kind of sample or version of the Nina Simone song from 1964, Mississippi, goddamn.
We've been talking about the mythic power of all this, but Tommy Johnson, among others, actually claimed he sold his soul to the devil. Did he?
Blues was something that was associated, number one, with the guitar, right? And the guitar was also called the box. The box was considered the devil's plaything among African-American Southerners in that period of time, much less now. But I think back then, W.C. Handy, his first instrument was not a trumpet, actually. This is the father of the blues. It was a guitar. And when he brought the shiny instrument home, he said, "My father said, a box." You know, his father wanted him to be a minister. And so here was this bluesy instrument in his young son's hand. So I'd say if you're Tommy Johnson and you're given your life over to guitar-based blues music, and you really say, what am I going to do? Which one am I going to go with? Is it going to be God or is it going to be this music? I mean, you're not singing gospel. And I think there's a sense in which somebody deciding to commit to a blues life might want to come back and say, as Huckleberry Finn says when he's decided in his antebellum period of time that he's going to help Jim, the slave, escape. And he goes, "All right, then I'll go to hell." And I think that's the kind of moment that a Tommy Johnson has and that maybe a Robert Johnson has when you say, "I'm going this way. The road not taken might be that way, that kind of life, but I'm going this way with this stuff." You have a conversion experience.
Adam Gusso is the author of the book called Seems Like Murder Here, Southern Violence and the Blues Tradition. He spoke with Steve Paulson.